Most Washington state employees face a deadline next month to receive the COVID vaccination they'll need to keep their jobs. But Monday was an important day for some to stay on track in their quest to reach that goal. Governor Jay Inslee is requiring state employees and workers in private health care and long-term care settings to be fully vaccinated by October 18th. Dr. Christopher Balaga says that includes the waiting period after vaccination to reach maximum protection.
The last state to accomplish that is with the Pfizer vaccine is today. There are people, I think, that are waiting till later and are thinking that maybe they can use the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Just remember, that's in short supply in the state. And so realistically, today may be the day.
Balaga is an infectious disease specialist at Virginia Mason Franciscan Health in Seattle. He spoke Monday during a state hospital association briefing. Balaga says employees who are hesitant to receive the vaccine may be waiting as long as they can to see how their employers will handle their exemption requests. At Cascade Medical Center in Leavenworth, Chief Executive Officer Diane Blake says 80% of her employees have already gotten their shots.
We have seen some folks decide to get vaccinated, and we've also had a few resignations. So we are still concerned about staffing as we head toward October 19th. But I think that we're probably sitting better than some other rural facilities.
Three unions representing Washington nurses and other healthcare workers released a statement Monday warning that the state hospital system is in serious trouble. The groups urged hospital managers to do more to retain their current employees and to recruit new qualified people. The vaccination mandate also applies to K-12 and higher education employees and those who work at cabinet-level agencies in the state government. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.